spiritual slang like God is good all the time. All the time. God is good. Or won't he do it? Because you know he really will. Hey. Hello. Welcome to Spiritual Slang, y'all. We're back with another episode. I'm excited about it. I'm always excited about it. I always say I'm excited on this podcast. Anyways, if you are new here, I'm Chanel, the host of this lovely podcast. And I created it to basically help people that look like me, not on the outside, but on the inside. And what I mean by that is just helping people who have gone through the same things that I have gone through or are currently going through the same things that I have either gone through or am going through. I use this platform as a way to just continue to be authentic, transparent about things that I've experienced in life, but also talking about them in a faith, through a faith-based lens, because I literally would not be here had it not been the grace of God, period. So yeah, let's get into it. This episode is going to be a good one, and it's just going to be talking about, I want to talk about when you fall, how not to stay down and how to get back up. And just like the whole falling, stumbling thing in general. The thing is, like, we're humans, right? We're sinful humans. And so no matter what, we're going to fall. We're not going to be perfect. We're not going to always get it right. We're going to stumble. We're going to fall. We're going to do things that we shouldn't be doing even when we know better. So we're going to, it's just inevitable. But the thing is that we can't stay down though. Because just because we fall or stumble does not mean that the Lord cannot use us or that he doesn't love us or that we're out of his hand and plan and all those things. I feel like in Christianity, we can get so performative in the sense that we think that the better we are, or that we need to be perfect and always be good in order to receive the blessings of the Lord, in order for the Lord to love us. And that's just not God's character. Like, he is going to love us regardless. He knows what we're going to do before we even do it. He's Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. So he knows everything in between. That doesn't mean that when we mess up, it's okay, or that we shouldn't be convicted or work on it or whatever. That's not the point that I'm trying to make. The point is, though, that even when we fall or mess up, that God can still use us and he still loves us. And we can still be in his will. So yeah, I wanted to talk about this because I'm the type of person that, because I've talked about it before, but I have this thing where, and I've said this, but like, I feel like I'm a recovering perfectionist, right? Because my whole life I've like tried to be perfect or really good at everything and held myself to a specific standard to uphold this like image of like perfectionism or goodness that I wanted like people to see me as, in a sense. So because I've dealt with that in my life in general, of course, when I get into relationship with the Lord, that's something that comes up, right? That's something that gets triggered. Even though I can know better, like God still loves me regardless of what I do, and he doesn't expect me to be perfect and all those things. Like, I know those sayings, like I know them and I say them and I repeat them to myself, but that doesn't mean that like the perfectionism in me doesn't get triggered or the performative aspect in me doesn't get triggered in moments where I feel like I'm falling short. So when I fall or stumble, like, it affects me so bad, or at least it would affect me so bad. Like, I've been working on it, so I think I'm a lot better at how it affects me and for how long it affects me. But previously, it would just, Like, if I fell, like, the world was over. Yeah, so anytime I would do something wrong or that the Lord would consider wrong in my eyes, I would just feel so much shame and doubt in myself and unworthiness. Like, the enemy would literally play in my mind the moment I fell. Like, this is why you shouldn't be doing the podcast. This is why you shouldn't have the job. This is why you shouldn't have the relationship. Like, making me feel so much shame about it. And I would be so down on myself that I would be blind to the Lord's love, forgiveness, and grace. Sometimes when we give in to our own thoughts or the thoughts of the enemy that tell us that we're less than, that becomes like our view, and it puts blinders on us to what's actually real and the truth of what the Lord says. And sometimes it would be things that would even be that crazy. I mean, it is still crazy, but because the Bible says not to do it, like being angry or responding to people in a way that I shouldn't respond to them, having an attitude or thinking like ill thoughts about someone, things like that. And I would just feel so down on myself about it because I know what the Lord says about to be kind and to be slow to anger and things like that. So then I found myself wanting to be perfect again. And let me make sure I never mess up again because I hate the way I feel when I mess up. And then, of course, because I'm human, I would mess up. And then I would go through the same cycle and stuff. But I had to get out of that because obviously it's not healthy for you. And it's not the truth. Like, all those lies that you tell yourself or the enemy tells you in those times, like the shame, the self-doubt that arises, the insecurities, the unworthiness, all of that stuff isn't the truth, and it isn't love or representative of love. And so it would like paralyze me to be able to do the things that God was calling me to do. Like, if I needed to work on something for, say, this podcast, or I needed to show up in a friendship or a conversation in a certain way, I couldn't do that because I was paralyzed by the shame, the doubts, and the unworthiness. So I realized, obviously, that needed to change. And the way I did that was meditating and reading the Bible and like what the Lord says about falling, you know, and about his forgiveness and his grace. And the truth is that if you repent to the Lord, like, God, please forgive me for this. I know I shouldn't have done that. I know I was wrong in that. All those things, like, he forgives and he forgets. He's not human, so he's not going to say he forgives you and but not forget it and hold you to it. So then I was like, well, if the Lord can forgive me, then why can't I forgive myself? If the Lord can forget, then why can't I forget? And so those are like, that was like one thing I did. And then also I would, you know, there's that scripture where a righteous man falls 7 times, but will rise up again. And that scripture, although I feel like we've heard it so many times, and I think it's one of those scriptures where we hear it, but we don't meditate on it, right? Like, we hear it and we're like, yeah, that's great. I will fall, but I will get back up. But when you fall, it seems like it's harder to get back up. And so I was just meditating on that and just like thinking about that. And it's like, what does it look like for me to get back up? And so in the moments that I would fall or I would stumble, I would be like, get back up. And what that looks like is not allowing the fact that I messed up to stop me from doing the things that I know I need to do, to stop me from showing up in friendships and relationships or from working on things like this as in this podcast. So that is something like I had to put into practice, though. It's not always easy because, of course, like, your mind is, if you're like me, your mind is constantly running and it's like constantly telling you all these things. And there's so many, there's like the enemy, and then there's the Lord, and then there's your voice. So it's like all these different voices you're trying to navigate. But I will say, if you fix your eyes on the Word in the Lord, like, it might feel hard in the moment, like, because you could read the Bible but still have all these thoughts going on. But if you put it into practice and you keep reading it over and over, and throughout the day you're thinking about it over and over and trying to remind yourself in moments where you feel weaker, like, a righteous man falls seven times but will rise up. A righteous man falls seven times but will rise up. Like, I do that throughout the day sometimes when I need to meditate on a scripture and I need to feel it and not just read it, you know? So if you do that, you'll start to notice a difference in yourself. That was like one of the things I started doing to help me get back up in the moments where I fell. And then another thing, which was a revelation that the Lord showed me, and I was talking about it with my friend one day, and it like randomly came to me, and I was like, oh my goodness, this is why it's so hard. So I was talking to her after I had like felt like I fell again or like stumbled, and I was basically like, well, the revelation that the Lord gave me was that sometimes it's so hard for us to get back up because we think that we have to go back to the beginning. And so we think that because we fell or we stumbled, we have to start all over. But that's not the case. If we fall, we just have to get back up and keep going. We don't have to go back to the beginning. We don't have to start over. We just have to keep moving forward. So it's like, if I was like walking from, I don't know, my house to a school, right? And I'm like walking there and I fall because I trip over something, a crack or whatever, I'm not going to go back to my house to then start walking back to the school. I'm going to get back up where I am and then keep walking. That revelation blessed me so much. It really helped me to really see things clearly. It can feel so overwhelming when we think that if we fall, we have to start back over. And we're like, we just did all this work. All the work I did and everything like that. Like, now it's all gone because I fell or I stumbled in whatever area it is. You know, if it's your attitude, if it's anger, if it's sexual stumble, that's a thing too. Temptations and anything, lust, all those things. Like, no matter what it is, the work that you've done previously is not gone. It's still there. You just happen to stumble. So the reminder that we don't have to start over, we just have to get up where we're at and keep moving forward, that visual is so helpful in this walk with the Lord, because we are, as I said, like, we're human, so we're going to fall, we're going to stumble. But are we going to get back up? Are we going to keep moving forward, or are we just going to stay there? And sometimes staying there feels more comfortable than getting back up and keep continuing to move forward. I think it feels comfortable just because you don't have to face yourself. You don't have to try again at the worry or fear that you might fall again. And then also, I think when you stumble or fall, you start to believe the lies of the enemy, which tell you you're never going to be any different. You're never going to conquer this. You're never going to come out on the other side of this. And so I feel like a part of us sometimes doesn't even want to try, but that's not the truth. The truth is, you will come out of it and you will get better if you just keep standing up and continuing to go forward. One day you'll come so far from it, whatever it is. And sometimes it's not something that you even need to overcome fully. It's just a random stumble. But yeah, one day you'll come so far from it that you'll realize how you're more than a conqueror, and that the things that used to hold you or the chains that kept you in bondage aren't forever if, like, you do the work. Another thing I'll say is that in these times when we fall, as I mentioned, you can feel so much shame, right? Like, so much shame. Again, probably rooted in the fact that we think we need to be perfect for the Lord, which we don't. But I will point out that the Lord convicts and he corrects, but he does not shame you. He's a parent to us. So, of course, if we do something bad, he's going to correct us or tell us why that was bad and why we shouldn't do that. But he's not going to beat you over the head with shame and make you feel less than and unworthy or any of that. That's not the Lord's doing. So if you're in a moment where you fall or you're not proud of a decision you made and you feel shame, take a moment to captivate that thought and give it to the Lord and actually realize that if it's shame that I'm feeling, then that's either myself or the enemy, but that's not the Lord. One of the things I always remind myself with thoughts in general and how I kind of decipher the thoughts that are in my head, because as I said, sometimes you can have like three thoughts in your head, the Lord speaking to you, your own self speaking to you, and then the enemy. And I always say, well, this is like the process. I see what the thought is and I'm like, okay, this is what's being said in my head. If it's love, then it's probably the Lord. If it's anything else, then it's not the Lord. And the only thing that matters is what the Lord says. Not even what your own self says, honestly, because we can be our own worst enemy. I like to distinguish the thoughts that if it seems like it's coming from a place of love, then it's probably the Lord. If it's coming from a place, another place that is just talking down at me, then it's the enemy or myself. And so that's how I know what to throw out and what to keep. So in the moments where you're feeling shame, you know that that is not from something that the Lord does to you or gives you. So in that moment, that shame, captivate it and throw it out. If it's not the Lord, then it doesn't have a place in you. If it's the Lord, then it can stay. So yeah, the Lord corrects and he convicts, but he does not bring shame. And he does the correcting and convicting lovingly in a way that a parent would, where I can only imagine, like, if I had a kid and I was like correcting them on what they did. And actually this has happened, like, I don't have a kid, but this has happened with, like, I have 5. I'm like, wait, I lost count. But I have 5 nieces and nephews, and I've had to correct a few of them. I'm not their parent, but I'm their aunt. So I've had to like correct them before. And even in my correcting them, there's not one moment where I've ever felt less love or care for them. And that's the same thing with the Lord in us, is that when he corrects us, doesn't matter what we did, he will convict us and correct us if our heart is open to being convicted and corrected. And when you're walking with the Lord, you will feel sometimes conviction every day. And that's okay, because I also try to remind myself that it's bad. I think I heard this before. It's only bad, or it gets bad, when you are no longer feeling the conviction. Like, that's when you know you could be far from the Lord, is when you're no longer feeling the correction or conviction. So, yeah, no matter what we do, if he corrects and convicts us, I'm thankful for it now, because he's only making me into the version that he knows me to be. And in order for me to be that, I need to know what I'm doing that's wrong, and I need to know what I'm doing that's right. But it doesn't mean he loves me any less, even if I've fallen in the same area multiple times. Sometimes it takes the 10th time to finally get over it, you know? Also, what I've realized too is that I actually am now thankful, not for the fall, but for the correction, and just more thankful for God as a result of my falls. Let me break down that thought. This is actually something that came to me not that long ago. Like, I don't know, not that long ago for sure. But I was like in my journal this morning, I was like, oh my goodness, this would be a great point for the episode. But I had written down that I'm becoming more and more aware of my flaws, which I'm thankful for, because it puts me in my place and makes me more humble. But then it makes me look at God with such awe, even more so, because even in my imperfect, flawed self, he continues to use me, he continues to bless me, he continues to be there for me. in that space, I never want to lose. I never want to lose the place where I am humbled to be used by the Lord, humbled to be in relationship with Him. This was something that like became more aware to me recently, because as I've said, I've put on like perfectionist personas or done a lot of things right, you know? And when you really start to sit and see yourself, and when you stumble or in your random thoughts that you have that may not be good or godly, and your moments of imperfectionism, it just makes you grateful to the Lord that much more for His goodness. So if you've recently found yourself in a sort of slump or unmotivated space because you're paralyzed by the fact that you fell again, or you stumbled again, or that you're not perfect, like, I'll just say start where you're at. That's such a term that we use for so many things. When you're supposed to start something new, I feel like I've heard that mainly when you're starting maybe like a business or passion project, purpose stuff, all those things. I always hear start where you're at. But I feel like we can use that for this situation too. Start again where you're at. Actually, not start. Get up where you're at. I'll say that. Get up where you're at. Don't start over at the beginning, but just get up where you're at. I love that. So to wrap up this episode, our God, our Lord, in all His goodness, in all His faithfulness, He's not worried about the fact that you fell, but I feel like He's more worried if you stayed down or if you got back up and continued to move forward. I just got a visual. Like if you got back up and continued to move forward instead of turning back around and going back to your old ways or going back to where you were in life or giving up on this walk because you have it in your mind that you're not good enough to walk with the Lord or to receive His goodness and His blessings. But that's not true. Even in our imperfection and in our flaws, we are worthy of the Lord's love because we are His children, period. I am a child of God, therefore, I am worthy to be in relationship with Him. I am not perfect, but I strive to be more and more like Him. And so as many times as I fall, as I stumble, I will get back up and continue to move forward. And so I just hope that for you guys is that in moments where you feel like you've fallen and you just want to give up, or you don't want to get back up, or you're just bombarded with thoughts of shame, unworthiness, and like you don't, and unloved thoughts, just remember that the Lord forgives you and He's already forgotten. Forgive yourself, get back up, and continue to move forward. You only get better and only become more and more of who God has called you to be when you continue to take one step at a time forward. But yeah, that's a wrap. I hope this episode helped you and blessed you in any way. I pray that you just feel seen in wherever you're at. And yeah, we're done. Before we go, I will end this episode like I end every episode. And I'll just list a few things I want you to remember. So for one, if you've fallen, get back up, of course. Nothing behind you is for you. So the only way is forward, regardless of how unworthy and unvalued and insecure you feel. The only way is forward. And as you continue to move forward towards the Lord, He will restore you and redeem you. And I feel like that was like five things. And the last thing is stay prayed up. Okay. Bye, y'all.